Hey, welcome to Another Bad Call, the podcast where we prove that the refs aren't the only ones that get it wrong. I'm JD, with me as always, Justin, Nat, what's going on, bros?
What's up, fellas?
How we doing?
We got a little bit of news, some football stuff.
We're juiced. You can tell, we're all juiced.
Nat and I are juiced. I don't know about you. You seem like you're coming off of melatonin or something.
Yeah, it's tired eyes, man, when you're staring at data, you know, nonstop for basically it feels like 3 weeks with not taking lunch breaks and stuff like that. It's starting to wear my eyes out a little bit.
I've got the exact opposite problem because I was geared. I had a 5-hour work shift ready to go, and then one kid had a fever and the other kid threw up and my babysitter couldn't come. And
that's a different kind of tired, man. Sorry to hear that. Yeah,
the anxiety tired. Let's go.
Yeah, but we're all a little pumped up. As everybody knows, it's a schedule release day, right?
It is. Or
officially schedule release day, which we'll touch base on a little bit later. They've been dipping little bits and pieces of it out all the time, but we decided let's record. Were gonna record last Monday and decided to wait till next week, and then said, you know what? Let's do it. Let's get this out there. So we're going to get into our bad calls here shortly, and then we're going to talk about our predictions for the Bears this week.
Schedule review, little prediction, little way too early prediction on how things are going, but should be fun. It's not hard to keep track of 17-0, though.
24-0 while you're at it, right?
All right. Well, and there's our B-roll. Justin predicting the Bears go 17-0. That's what I like to hear. That's how we're going to open with not hard 17-0. But with that, fellas, what do you say we go ahead and get into our another bad call?
Bad calls of the week.
If I could find the media, they moved everything around on me. What is this? All right. Well, maybe that's my bad call of the week. All right. Here we go. All right, high quality production as always. So our bad call of the week—it's pretty self-explanatory. Nat, you pulled the short straw, and you got to go first. What you got for us?
Whatever asshole decided the Jets needed 7 specialty games this year needs to be shot in the toe. They've got what did we decide? They've got 7 games, 6 and 1 on an island if you include London. They've got Week 1 Monday Night Football at San Francisco. They've got Week 3. Home Thursday Night Football in New England. They've got Week 6 Buffalo Monday Night Football. Oh, somewhere in the middle is that London game.
Your explanation has already surpassed Aaron Rodgers' entire season from last year.
I had to get the 4 minutes, right? But then they got Week 9, Week 11, and then the London game. And it's week, which is, I don't who fucking cares. It's the Jets, and that's the fucking point. The dude's 40 years old, played 4 minutes more than I did. And he's playing for the Jets. Why do we have him on 7 games? And that's a free-for-all. Y'all can, whatever you want to say. To me, it's fucking ridiculous.
The New York market, East Coast bias rules it all.
I get that. I get that 75% of the country lives like the river in East, but the Jets? Oh.
Well, they missed out on all that ad revenue last year when Rodgers went down, so they're trying to recoup some of it.
But yeah,
they got to make up for last year. That's for sure. Because how many games would they have to watch Zach Wilson or Mike White? What was the rotating QB back there?
Who cares? That's what it boils down to.
In there somewhere. But I mean, yeah, but that's the point.
Might as well have been Brian Wilson.
Like they're banking on if Rodgers is healthy, that team could be dangerous. They're a young team. They could be a dangerous, exciting team to watch.
Sure, and they got veteran leadership, not only him but Mike Williams that they got from San Diego, Los Angeles Chargers. But he's another health issue too. So it's like, but I mean,
we need somebody to track that. How many times one of us refers to the Chargers as San Diego,
Los Angeles.
I know for sure I'm going to do that this year.
That's another story. But, I mean, at least the league has flex scheduling. I have a feeling could use it ad nauseum again.
How many of those were Sunday night games?
I mean, those all lead up to week 11, so there's probably a good chance they're not going to get flexed Sunday out.
Let's hope they don't get
flexed into any later in the season.
We're playing worth a damn. I mean, unless they're getting flexed in like the what the hell is her name? Kelsey's girlfriend, Taylor Swift effect. He gets some high end girlfriend, and then they got to watch him. Otherwise, it's the Jets.
We were about to get an off color joke there.
Right. There is the possibility that they get flexed in you know, week 17, 18, because they finish with Buffalo and Miami. And if that division is up for grabs, I mean, you're playing a big if, but it's possible.
Yeah, that's an if. I don't know. We'll see it.
I mean, it feels like every year there's one team that gets a bunch of primetime games where everybody's just going, wait, what? Why? You know, what are they doing? You know, and maybe they're trying to make up for all the Thursday night awfulness that has happened in the last couple of years.
The Bears have five island games, but the Bears draw well. And
right. I mean, that feels pretty.
First overall. Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty standard for them, it feels like.
They did us a favor. Carolina has none, so.
Hey, all right. Anything else on that before we move on?
I'm trying not to remember
Pretty good there.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
As much as I want to talk about the Jets this whole year.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and jump in here.
Go. You
know what? We went a couple extra days without recording, and I've been compiling things up. So I got a couple of honorable mentions. My first honorable mention is in the Luka Doncic post game interview the other night, one of the reporters must have left something open on their phone, but a little bit of adult entertainment playing audibly in the background, and the entire room and Luka reacted. It was pretty funny, but be careful what tabs you leave open on your phones, folks. Honorable mention. my other mention is the Green Bay University of Green Bay or whatever they're called hiring Doug Gottlieb as their head coach. This buffoon can't even make a good opinion on television after 15 years and has no head coaching experience whatsoever. And they just hired. I just saw that. It was pretty. I kind of think Gottlieb bit of a buffoon in them hiring him as a head. It's not like it's a big time school or anything.
Well, yeah, it's a Horizon League school, if I recall.
Horizon League.
Well, that's the same school that had Dick Bennett and Tony Bennett.
Right, and then
no connection between the Bennett and Gottlieb, none at all.
Right,
man.
So then, this is embarrassing because I've already forgot what my bad call.
Wow! He had so many honorable mentions, he forgot what the actual winner was or loser, depending on how you want to go there.
Yeah. Well, shucks.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I'll have to go back to our chat feed to remember mine.
I'll tell you what. I'll go ahead and do my bad call, and if you remember, we'll run it back to you. Just like in class, if you can't know the answer, we'll give you another shot when we come back around.
Yeah. We'll give you extra credit later.
Excuse me, trying not to cough into the mic here while
I'm laughing my ass off. Stop. Time out. Well, before I forget it, the old man.
You got it.
NFL schedule release. We got this.
There it is.
We've got the. man, this doesn't go on a social clip. I don't know what should, but anyway, the NFL schedule release. We've been geared up for weeks. Actually, I thought the release was going to come last week, and finally, they announced 2 weeks ago that it would be today. They hyped it all up. Here comes the schedule release. Oh, they're going to release on NFL today in the morning or whatever. They're going to release the overseas games. Great. But then at night, we're going to get the full schedule and dribs and drabs starting yesterday into today. You know, by the time we even get up to showtime of the schedule release special, all the damn schedules are out already. What good does that do? I want to be surprised. I want to come home, get my popcorn and my beer, and sit down and really, you know, be very surprised and figure this out. I just, it's kind of like who's keeping the secrets over there in the NFL front office?
The same people that keep the secrets for the Google tech releases. I mean, you find out everything about their phones 6 months before the announcement. So it's the same thing.
And then you're disappointed because it was a big half of those features that they were so promising. But to your point, the only places they weren't released were on the website. They were all over Twitter 3 hours in advance. I mean, you had people doing that. There's this one dude that does stuff like we do, but he's by himself and his production quality is better. He had done a schedule release.
Cheap shot.
Says the guy who does nothing for our production value.
Yeah,
that's right. Other than drag us down.
Yeah, we're not going to say his name because we're not going to get into competition, but he did his release party 2 hours before the official release. The only place it wasn't on was on the website. Like, they had three games and then a link, and then it linked to the last year's schedule. I was like, that's just bullshit. But that's all right.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of sad. I mean, I understand the frustration, you know, with the leaks. Yeah. I'm with you the same way. I was kind of like, I almost want it to be almost like the, you know, the selection show for March Madness. Like, nobody knows until that happens. No one knows. That would be awesome. Right. Or even if, like, they had a set time where, like, all the social media teams for all the teams were allowed to release their movies all at the same, you know, their little videos at the same time. That would be dope because that's become the best part of schedule release. Right?
Did they not basically get released when the show started airing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what I can't wait for. I'm going to be spending a lot of time over the next couple of days just going through and watching
all of those. I've seen a few of them that were good. The Bears were good. The Titans did the same thing as last year, but it's funny as hell.
The first thing that gets out.
Right.
You know?
And the Chargers. Chargers did a Sims one that had snuck in Harrison Butker into the kitchen. I don't know if you guys have followed any of that news lately, but the past day.
I considered that being a bad call, but I was like, I'm going to steer as far away from that as possible.
No, we don't need to get into all that. Yeah. That's pretty funny. That's poignant and timely.
Right. And for a divisional opponent, like it's the Chargers social media team, honestly, has been really good for a couple of years. So I love the release videos. Like I said, I'll spend some time doing that and maybe we'll throw those out. We'll retweet from another bad call and try to get as many of them retweeted out as possible. Hey, Nat, while you're not doing anything, why don't you do that?
Clean up toddler vomit while I make a list of the videos.
So, all right. Well, kind of along those lines with the schedule release, that's going to kind of lead me into my bad call. It's all the places you have to go now to watch all these games. On the one hand, I love that there's so many options and I'm already paying for them anyway. But for the average person that's not, you know, going to have every single streaming service under the sun, that's about what you have to do now. I think they're on like 10 different platforms or whatever. Like, it's out of 10 different channels, if you want to call them that, right? You've got your NBC, your CBS, your Fox, but then you have to have ESPN, you have to have NFL Network, you have to have Peacock, you have to have Prime, you have to have now Netflix, you have to have ESPN Plus. Like, because the Thursday night games or the London games are either on NFL Network or ESPN Plus. Your Christmas games are now on Netflix. Your Peacock is like playoffs now too. Like, it's getting out of control. Like, I get it. You know, it's a business. Yep. But come on, man. I'd rather yeah. than say, hey, here's our own streaming platform. Give us $20 a month and you can watch everything.
Damn.
Right? Yeah, well, they do, but they don't.
Right. And I get why they're doing it. I mean, the international reach of Netflix is just insane. Like, you gotta go there and...
Why they're doing it has to do with green. That's all it has to do with.
Well, sure, they get paid by the streamers, but it also expands their reach internationally. I just hate it.
I mean, the Christmas thing, they had this past year such success with their Christmas games on Monday that this being a leap year, Christmas falls on Wednesday, which has never really been a football day for NFL purposes.
Rest day.
And they just decided to not only, you know, start to schedule on Christmas Day, let's throw it on Netflix, a streaming platform, which is a big double middle finger to the NBA because people are going to be trapped into the app and not be able to flip back and forth between football and basketball.
You could be doing this. You could be holding your phone and watching something else or having a laptop. You've got five different devices, but the point's taken. Especially when the NBA is here and up five games that day, back to back to back to back, and the NFL's like,
"Fuck
you."
I guess that's your best option. Yep. But you're not going to multi-view it through your YouTube TV or anything like that.
Right. And that, I mean, so just talking about those, that didn't even get into the fact that, like, if you want to watch Hard Knocks, you also have to have Max.
HBO, that's right? Nine.
So, you know, it's a whole nother platform if you want to keep getting that NFL content.
That would make
I hate to plug it. I really hate to plug it after I say this is my another bad call here. But if you haven't watched Quarterback on Netflix, take the time
to
watch it.
One of them is interesting.
And this year they're doing...
One of them are interesting.
The whole thing, yeah, okay. The personalities may not be that interesting, but the show itself is good.
Oh, yeah.
And this year they're doing wide receiver, which I'm excited for.
That should probably be a little more interesting.
I mean, Full Swing was good too. If you haven't watched Full Swing, that one was really good too. But
so, do you guys want to do an honorable mention that the Bears didn't get on Hard Knocks yet?
We don't know. I guess I didn't realize when I saw that Giants preseason thing earlier. I didn't realize that's not preseason. That's off season, which is just another offshoot. So I guess that's taking you through mini camps and whatnot. So they still have not.
I'm guessing
announced
draft process, like the scouting and could be war room maybe.
Yeah,
which would be cool. I mean, war room access is always cool.
Except for, I mean, they're already passed, right? I mean, those shows are usually typically released pretty close to real time, like the whatever is going on in the previous week. So.
Yeah,
it'll be a little different if they go through that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a cool. It's not access you always get. I mean, some teams do put out some stuff, but unless you're looking for it, you're not consuming it. So, I mean, it'll be a pretty cool.
I do love the production values and the big voice on
Liv Schreiber.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, cool.
Sweet.
All right. I think it's time, boys. I think it's time to get into some predictions. You ready?
As I'll ever be.
All right.
Win. Week one win. Oh.
Way to pull a Nat and just start talking in the middle of the main event.
Oh, no, I did
promo
that on purpose.
Jesus. Oh.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to fire up the screen here, and we're just going to go week by week and pick our winners of each matchup. And then we'll see what the Bears' record is. And I want to say before we get into this, Justin has already said 17-0, so we're not even going to – we'll just mute him for this entire thing. And then – yeah. But we are only going through the Bears this week. At a later point in time, we do plan on starting to go through and just kind of go division by division and look at maybe what our division winners are, because it's a long off season. where we'll have plenty of time to discuss absolutely nothing. So, and with that, let's get into the time. All right. So again, awesome production we got going on here. I apologize to everybody. Nat told me my borders are not a good color, so I just gotta let you know right away that he spent no time on this, but had criticisms. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and go first on this one, and we're gonna say, Chicago wins this one.
Same. Da Bears.
Bears.
What do we got, Nat?
Chicago.
Chicago. All right. So we got a perfect three across that board.
Yeah. I mean, right. Look, Tennessee's coming off a coaching change, their quarterback position. They got a young guy, but the overall, their team is a little suspect, I would say, at this point. And the Bears are at home, and their early betting lines have them 4.5-point favorites.
Yeah, you can always count on Justin to know the betting lines. So we'll start there. As Justin mentioned, first-time head coach, right? Yep. A sophomore QB, new running back, right? Derrick Henry's gone. You brought in some receiver help. Got, Tony Pollard back there instead of Derrick Henry. I think maybe if this is like week five, you might consider it a little different, but the first week, first time head coach is not great records. So nope, completely agree.
Especially coming off a 6-11 season with a schedule that was weak to begin with. So no,
yeah,
I don't think they made
turmoil, but
yeah, then I don't think they made the changes. Let's go.
Let's move on to week two, where it looks like we got Sunday Night Football and we are going to Houston. Nat, we'll snake draft this here. Who you got?
That worked. Texans.
Justin.
Against my inner meatball. I'll pick the Texans on this one, although if the Bears pull this one off, I'm going full throttle meatball 17-0.
Right. If right. Somehow the Bears win this game, like, and I'm not saying it's out of the realm of possibility, right? But
right.
Houston, I mean, CJ Stroud played really well last year with, you know, their first time head coach, and they've added to their team. Like, I don't think they've really had any big subtractions. They've just gotten better. If they can ride that momentum, they're going to be hard to beat. So, especially with Chicago, I mean, it'll be Williams' second regular season game, and it's prime time. Yep. We'll see.
Me, the only thing is, there's a year worth of tape on CJ Stroud now, so we'll see what kind of defensive changes Bears and other teams can make, and if CJ Stroud can adapt to them.
They did seem to run a little bit hot last year, but
yeah,
we'll see. I mean, they're going to be healthy because they were all awfully banged up down the stretch as well. So
yeah, and they lost some guys.
It's hard for me to really knock Houston too much at this point. They're like a season ahead of where the Bears are, basically.
Yeah,
they're getting totally the benefit agree. Of the doubt. Get the benefit of the doubt.
I'm going to move on to week three here. We got the early Sunday games, so noon game at Indianapolis, which I'm not going to lie, I'm really considering trying to get tickets to go to this one. Nice and close, and it's a good stadium, so I'm going to go try to do that one. I'm going to go Chicago here.
Bears.
Colts. That hurt
to say. Go ahead, Nat. I'll let you talk on this one real quick.
It comes down to if Richardson's going to be healthy or not.
Yeah, so that's honestly why I've got Chicago winning, because I think there's a chance he's in concussion protocol in week three.
Yeah. I don't know how they're going to do in away games. Bears D ran so hot at the end of last year, and I'd love to see it continue, but I'm being conservative right now.
I'll also mention, you know, Eberflus came from Indy. It's not like he knows.
It's true.
He knows that stadium. He knows those people real well. Like,
and you know him.
you know, it's not a revenge game. You know, it's not the revenge narrative, but,
no,
you know,
no,
going back to stomping grounds. All right. Then we get the Rams coming to town in week four.
Me? San Diego, Los Angeles, San Diego Chargers of Los Angeles or whatever. I'm going to Bears.
It's not the Chargers. So it's, you we're playing
the Rams. Rams. No, you're right. Rams. Sorry, the logo was. I thought from that side, the logo looked like a lightning bolt. I had to get up closer and go, oh, that's right. No, I'm going with Bears on that one.
I did take a look at the schedule, and I went through it, and I put this one down as a Rams win. Kind of. Like that one of those early stumbles for a rookie against a team that's veteran and like a crafty head coach. And I had to put like four losses in the schedule somewhere. So because there's a run coming here, boys, there's a big run coming.
And second half of the schedule. Yeah.
So I had to, I don't know. It's a gut feeling. I don't, at this point.
See, now you got me. Thinking.
It's official. It's locked in. You can't change it now.
Yeah, so, the first reactions here. That's what we're doing.
I've got the Rams on this one too, just because McVay Stafford, right? Assuming healthy, you know, we're gonna play that game. Like that's just a dangerous combination as it is.
I just
Rams team should be healthier.
There's no Aaron Donald anymore.
That was really interesting.
Really interesting to see what this team does different, because it was, you know, it relied a lot on its defense. Like it wasn't the same high flying that it was a couple years ago. It needed its defense to get some stuff done. So I'll be really curious to see what the Rams look like this year.
Yeah, I didn't know how they were going to – I didn't look them up enough to see what kind of changes they made to adapt for it, but I figured the Bears were going to be 500. Oh, yeah, Bears on this one, Carolina week five.
I don't think we need to talk about this one. Like, it's just
– nope.
It is what it is. So, Nate, you wanted to talk, so I'm going to let you talk, but I'm going to make you talk about the Jacksonville game. We're gonna go ahead and move right past. We're going to go straight into the Jacksonville.
So back 2 games ago. This is a London one, right?
This is a London one.
Bears.
He helped you out. Yeah. You're like, what? Which one do you want to do?
I'm leaning that way. I'm leaning Bears.
Hey, look at that.
I got a buddy that lives in London.
You're leaning a direction. That's a big shocker. All right.
I'm going Jacksonville
in this one.
I got a buddy that lives in London, and I know this is Jacksonville's second home, but the Bears are huge over there, and this will be you'll have more Bears fans there than Jacksonville. I don't know, Jacksonville, they've not been great, they've not been terrible. I don't know. This is feeling. This is where the Bears start their run.
They're a coin toss game to game last year. You just couldn't put a spot on what they were going to do.
Yeah, I mean, it was the tale of Calvin Ridley. It was which Calvin Ridley showed up in those games. Yep. But real quick, I want to touch base on this one because this is, you said, Jacksonville's, you know, second home. They play back-to-back weeks. And I looked at this one, and the Bears are their first game. If the Bears were their second game in London, if Jacksonville's second, would it change your opinion?
Yeah.
I didn't even look at that, so probably not.
The jet lag alone.
Yeah, so that's kind of where I was at, was like Jacksonville is just going to stay over there, right, for 2 weeks. Like, how much does that impact?
I'd go to Jacksonville at that point, but I've got the meatballs going right now. Jesus Christ.
We're in there. So I will keep going. I'm going Chicago. When we go week eight, we go to Washington
Daniels
Williams versus Daniels, and Williams goes against his old OC too.
Yeah, I got the Bears.
I'm gonna homer it like a son of a bitch. Bears. God, I've got a meatball schedule. Can I have my Rams pick back?
Nope. Because you thought there was the Chargers the first time, so now we're going to go ahead and keep going.
My logo looks like a lightning bolt. And now, looking at that thing, 7 feet.
All right. Week 9, Sunday night football in the desert against Arizona. Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison Jr., James Conner, right? Still there?
But what else?
No.
Went in 4 in a row, but fucking Carolina sucks.
And then look who's next.
Arizona sucks. The Bears.
So what you got there? What, you taking the Bears? Am I making it official?
Yes. I still want my pick back.
What's your pick, JD?
I'm going with the Bears for one reason and one reason only.
I don't want to turn this into a Is Caleb Williams a Kirk Cousins? Like, can he not win? I don't want to, but I got this weird feeling.
What's the betting mindset?
I put this one down as a Cardinals win.
Oh, all right. Guys, I'm just really glad the conditional formatting's working, but I'm regretting not all just making all the font white for it, because it makes it hard to read.
Oh well.
All right. So then New England comes to town the next week.
I'll start it again. We're back with Bears.
I struggled with this for about 2 seconds because it's New England and it sits in your head of it's New England. But that aura is gone. So
Belichick's not there. Brady's not there.
Yeah, this is, again, for me, the same thing. I don't know.
Unfortunately, Mac Jones isn't there.
Right. What's it going to be, Nat?
Oh, it's Bears, but now I got 6 Bears wins in a row, and that's just not happening. Woo,
doggy.
Look at this guy.
And now you got to decide. Green Bay's coming to town. What you going to do? Do you want me to take the pressure off you and tell you what I'm going to do?
There's a good chance this is not an early. There's a good chance this is like a 3:25 Central start on this game.
Yeah, right. It'll be moved, but
I had them winning this one and losing Week 18, so I'm going to stick with it. Bears winning this one.
I got Bears
for the unfounded
Bears. Somebody's got it. It's time to break that.
Yeah. There it is.
Traitor.
I don't want this to happen, but gosh dang it, raspberries and all, when's the last time we beat that freaking team?
That's kind of my point.
The narrative changes. Caleb's here to change the narrative. And
first of all, lamest bear claw I've ever seen. Secondly,
it's better than the one I had for breakfast.
I like that you said one. Like you had one bear claw, you lying piece of shit. Now, maybe you had 5 bear claws, but anyway.
I wish I had a bear claw for breakfast. That sounds terrific.
Wow.
Here's the deal. If I'm wrong, good.
Yep.
Right? Like if I'm wrong, great. Like we'll go with it. And if I'm right, damn it. Yeah. Vikings at home. This one goes to the Bears. This is one of those, you just lost to the Packers. You're not losing back-to-back division games.
Yep.
To J.J. McCarthy.
Bears.
Yep. Or Sam Darnold or whoever the hell's there. Not Bears.
Justin, you were worried about Meathead, but just for the record, Nat only has 2 losses. 3 weeks
I know,
off right now.
I know. That's why, you know, you kind of had. I had to manufacture some losses in there and still keep them beating the Packers at home. That's what I had to do.
I've got 3 coming pretty quick.
We should say though that the Bears' strength of schedule is the 3rd easiest by metrics.
You know what? Which again just plays to the whole softest landing for a number one all, you know, number one overall QB ever. I mean, the Bears schedule the last like 3 years has been in the top three for toughest schedules.
Well,
like it's just
23, they were 18th. Actually, Bears, Vikings, and Lions are bing, bango, bongo. Both had four, Bears and Vikings had a 497, Lions had a 495 winning percentage.
Yeah, but it's when, you know, when the season or when it comes out, when the season starts, that's where the strength of schedule I'm talking about. Not like they that changes as the season goes on, right? So depending on when you're looking at it.
Yeah, no, I got
all right.
Anyway,
As much as I would love for this to be a win here, Thanksgiving morning. Fun. Thanksgiving football is great, but
we were that was just on the road to get
at Detroit. I got the Detroit. Lions.
Bear Claw or not Detroit.
You know what? You know what though? Remind me. Did they win their game last year too? Like for the first time winning on Thanksgiving, right? Or did they lose that one?
You talking about the Lions?
Yeah,
I think they won. I think
it had been a hot minute. Yeah, because I remember Goff going to get the. Or ducking or you know whatever first time in a long time.
No,
right, I'm gonna keep it going.
They are lost to the Panthers
late
29-22.
Yeah, okay.
I also am selecting the San Francisco 49ers in this
West
game.
Coast bias aside, I got going with the Niners.
I really thought you were going to throw in a twist there and say West Coast bias aside Chicago. All right, let's keep it moving. I don't think we need to say much about the reigning NFC champs. Like, do you really need to?
Nope. Yeah, it's a night and afternoon game, but on the road,
and it's a second road game,
right in a row. So even right. with the mini bye there,
yep.
I got Bears here. I just really think the Vikings are going to struggle this year.
Yep, ditto.
I'm going with the Planet U.S. Bank. Difficult.
Four out of five losses.
Difficult.
Four losses.
Difficult.
Out of five. Man.
So.
You must be fun at parties. Nope,
you
I know
what?
You. You're not real fun at parties. I got the Bears.
Detroit. I almost went Bears just for the second one against Detroit because they play pretty hard against Goff for you know whatever reason. Goff struggles against the Bears. He really does. Actually, he just struggles against pressure in general. But right now, I don't want to buy into the hype so much of like we're all so hyped up on this team because of everything that's been happening. And, you know, paper champions right now. So until I'm proved otherwise,
I think
the Lions have earned it. This is a weird sentence. Yeah. The Lions have earned it at this point.
You ain't wrong. You ain't wrong.
Nat, for the record, is fully going to Chicago until I just did that little speech, and now he's really tempted to go to Detroit.
Same beginning. So I got to stick with it.
All right, San Francisco, Thursday night football.
Seattle, too.
Oh, yeah, Seattle, sorry.
Bears.
I was looking at the SF right above it trying to count.
I did that earlier with the Rams and the Chargers.
No, that's not what you did.
Bears. Saw the yellow. Yep. I said Bears, by the way.
Oh, because I said, see, my brain's just done. All right. Yep. And here we go in a must-win situation. In a must-win situation. Justin's counting up how many wins he's got.
No, I was counting how you're at 8-8. That's going to be a must. I mean, if you've already got him at 8-8 going into that game, it probably doesn't matter anymore. I got the Bears in this one.
I mean,
this is they Meatball Central, but they're riding high on their way to maybe a tie break for the division championship with the Lions and 12-5 and riding that into the playoffs.
So I had them going between 11-6 and 12-5, usually more 11-6, and then I gave them 7 wins in a row on this one. I can't give them 13-4. What? Even with that strength of schedule.
You've got 5 losses on there. You can't count either.
I got 4. You can't count. That's a bye week.
You have 5.
Houston, Indianapolis, Detroit, San Francisco, Detroit.
You're right. That's the colors.
Houston's color gets close, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I can do I can do the Bears on the last week. Well, I'm trying to sit far enough back.
All right, so we've established I go 9-8. Right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I got 12-5 there.
Yeah, the meatballs have 12-5.
I mean, I totally meatballed the Packers games. I think they lose one of them, but I'm not going to pick it. So fuck that.
That might be one of the most Bears fans things ever. Like, I think they're going to lose, but there's no way I can pick them.
No,
not at this part. We're in the off season. This is the time for hope and fun and not hating ourselves. So there's plenty of all that stuff during the season. But like I said, I manufactured some losses in there so that I could make those wins.
Well, I mean, I've think them.
Very well they could beat the Cardinals and you know, possibly sneak that stupid Houston game, you know, and then lose twice to the Packers and end up at the same place, probably, you know.
I'm still picking myself.
What's that? 1, 2,
I'm not three, four, five.
Okay, so if we do consensus, it's still 12-5. That's what I was trying to figure out.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm still, if I had to, it was tough because I didn't see them going 1-3. But I didn't. I saw them going 2-2, like in their first 4. But I didn't.
Doing the Lovie Smith quarter season approach?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Well,
maybe 12-5.
We will, we'll put a final, like, we'll screenshot it. We'll get this out on our socials of, like, hey, this is where our predictions are. And just come back. It'll be fun to look at as we go through. Like, we'll make sure we save this off, and we'll come back through and, you know, see what the actual result was, and see if any of us came close.
We'll do it. We'll do it again.
I would love to be in that same 12-5 range that you guys are at. Like, but you know me, I'm Mr. Pessimism. Like, I'm not gonna just like be like, yeah, we're winning the whole thing. I'm going, well, I don't know. Let's hedge our bets a little bit.
Well, I feel like
there's a very good chance that they end up at this 11-6, 12-5 range, and it's completely mixed up differently than how I have it.
Yeah.
You know, selected on there. They win one or two that they're not supposed to. They lose a couple that they're not supposed to, but the schedule is made out in a way that the Bears, you know, by the time Caleb Williams gets into the divisional games, he's not necessarily a full blown rookie anymore. You know,
you and I debated that earlier. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was gonna say, and I watched a video of him making throws to his receivers this week, and I got a little.
All right. Well, I don't need to hear about what happens.
That's what I said. I wouldn't have said little if I was talking about something else. Jesus.
No, that'd be way too much credit. Anyways,
anything else on this before I stop sharing the screen?
Justin and I were going back and forth on schedule setup, and it actually went the way Justin was hoping it would, and Agree with the Bears because I was like, man, go back to the days where the Bears play the Packers week one.
All right, you can unshare the screen and we can continue this conversation. Here's what I want to say. I want JD to weigh in on this. What do you feel? Would it be good, better for the Bears to start game one against the Packers, or better off for their first game against the Packers to be at least a few games into the season?
And we're talking specifically this year in this situation, yeah.
Well, he's open-ended. Saying in general. I say open ended. I'll give my reasoning, but I want to hear yours. Yeah. Your opinion. Okay. Your thoughts.
So was perennial. I know it's perennial having the Packers bookended last and first season. I'm not trying to.
Okay. No, so now.
That's what it was. Go. Every year, the Bears had gotten in the season with the Packers. That was what it was. And whether or not you agree with the assessment.
Oh, no. I mean, if you're going to just make it that clear cut, black and white, the answer is no. The answer is no.
I would love it.
I will say this. I understand your side of it, of like, hey, this is who you have to beat, you know, yada, yada. Especially this year, I want Caleb Williams to get his feet wet. I want them to get that offense rolling and really have something to it when they face the Packers, so that theoretically it's the best version of our team going against the Packers at that point. I don't mind if he's year five, right? Let's just say everything works out. He's year five and we've got this, you know, a stable organization and everything going on. Fine. Open up with the Packers. I'm okay with that. I don't like it in a situation where it's a rookie QB and you're still trying to install your offense all the way. I don't like it.
Exactly. And that was my point. The way that Eberflus has ran his philosophies, and he doesn't use his starters to prepare them for gameplay in week one during the preseason. So you're still in preseason mode during weeks one and two of the regular season. So I don't want to come in ill-prepared against a divisional opponent. Not even just saying the Packers, but I'm saying in general.
Yeah, I wouldn't want it against Detroit or Minnesota either, honestly.
And he called me cowardly for that. That was a coward. I'm like, no, I'm... I think it's a bad take. Yeah.
I went with what I went with, but I mean... I'm going to, like, get loud over text. That's what kids do. But there's 20...
I want to screenshot text messages now.
Go for it. Other team, sure, get them ramped up, hit peak when the tough has a schedule. Get them, I want them at their best when the play, you know, and playoff eligible. But every league, every team has one team that you just play different, that just gets under your skin no matter fucking what. If you're the Cubs, it's the Cardinals. I don't know Illinois' rivalry. I think it's Missouri more than anyone, but you guys don't play each other enough.
It depends on
that. If it's Indiana, it's Indiana, it's Purdue. If it's Ohio State, it's Michigan. If it's the Bears, it's the Packers. I'll bring down a little bit. So I don't care if it's week one and week 18 or if it's, you know, season, but we don't do college football style where we have a non-conference and a conference schedule. So
unless you're Bears and the Steelers this year.
Yeah. Which now we're back in steps because Detroit and the other Minnesota. And I just closed out the screens. I had their schedules up, but yeah, they start as early as week four this year. It was only
the Bears and the Steelers that ended up with all of their divisional games in the last eight.
Yeah, it's like six last nine or something crazy.
I'm not sure how I feel about that either. Just because in the NFL you never know.
It's a bit crazy. You may not be fully healthy coming into those key matchups and. I don't know that I love it, but it is what it is. You're going to play the schedule they put out there.
I would rather have this than Green Bay week one right now. 100%.
Absolutely. I would rather. Okay, for 2 points. One, it's not fair to the other three teams that only the Bears get to wait this long to do conference schedule. All four teams should have to do that. I get there's a strength of schedule metric that they're trying to give. Like, you finished here, your strength of schedule's like this, so we're going to make it this. So, like, the Bears and Bears and Vikings are neck and neck on who's got what's called the easiest. But, so, you know, there's that one. But every year I would rather start the year with the Packers and the year with the Packers, because there's no better way to gear up to start the season than gearing up against your rival. It just gets you in emotion. It just gets you going. Oh, what you got?
You want to talk about fair? Like, there's no such thing as fair here.
Oh, nice.
I mean, the Chargers here, 36 time zones, traveling 26,000 miles. Yes, they're over, you know, they're over on the West Coast, so they obviously they're going to travel a little bit more.
But yeah, because you got.
But then you look at the Commanders, who are over on the other side of things, and they are traveling 16,000 less miles for their games.
But then you got to figure out when that is.
A concern at that point.
Yeah, but the Chargers.
Well, part of that breaks down to the way the NFL's schedule breaks down, what divisions your division is playing.
And I'm just saying there, when you're going to say, hey, it's not really fair that the other three teams in the division are doing that, well, you're not going to get fair. That's not how this works.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If you're doing a division schedule, then the other three should have to play their division games around the same time. I mean, we can look at that, or we look at the fact that we're not more than 8 hours away from anyone. Chicago isn't more than 8 hours away from anyone in their own division. The farthest one is Minnesota to Detroit. But it's if you're going to play conference, sure. I mean, we're having two different conversations here. But that's kind of what they do in college. You know, that's exactly what they do in college. You have your non-conference.
Yeah, but in the Big Ten, there's 96 teams in the Big Ten. And in the NFC North, there's only four. So, I mean, there's only so many configurations with four teams.
Well, and I get that. With the strength of schedule, I get that. But the point was, it would be cool if one team's getting the conference where they're going conference, off conference, you know, then all the other three could get that as well. They're getting that kind of conference rhythm. It's easier to market, too, but I get the strength of schedule.
Then the other three should also have to go to London. I mean, if you're going to do that, they should also have to do that.
Why not? I mean, you could sit there and have a three-week bin have a round robin in there for all they care. But and that part, sure, great. But, yeah, I mean, you don't gear up for everyone more than your rival. I'd love to see it every year perennially for 5,000 years.
I can agree that that's a terrible take. So
I'll give you week six. I won't give you week one.
If it's traditional, then sweet. Go.
I think that you'll continue to see the last game of the season be a divisional game. It seems that they are gearing the end of the season that way, which is fine. I'm fine with the end being that because they all play on that Sunday. Other than what they may switch a game to Saturday. They pick the most compelling game out of those to play on Sunday night.
I think at least that to start with. Like, Minnesota should always play. Okay, it's fair. It's not as fair because Minnesota and the Lions aren't as much of a rivalry. But when you got those historic rivalries like that, they should be highlighted and promoted and kept and maintained.
I also want to throw this out there that since they changed the preseason down to 3 weeks, right? As Justin mentioned, the first like week or two when you're actually watching games of not 10-minute recaps of one team and you're watching all the different teams, it looks almost like preseason for a lot of those teams, except for your ones that have had that stable coaching system and, you know, offense and everything. That's different. So I would much rather wait, if you're talking on an annual basis, that we wait for those big rivalry games.
Yeah.
Because, does it matter whether we're a new team or they're a new team? No, but both teams should be ready to go. So you're going to get the best version of football from those two teams.
Especially if Goodell gets his way and they go to an 18-game, two preseason games.
Right. Yeah. Yep. And so you're going to have like almost the first 3 weeks of preseason or, you know, regular season looking like preseason. So, no, I hate having the week one being your big rival.
I love it.
I mean, anything can happen. I mean, Listen, we beat San Francisco in a rainy, nasty game that we had no business beating them in for one of the most iconic pictures ever for a Bears team. Mm-hmm. Right. But we had no business being in that game. None.
Yeah.
So. All right, fellas. I think it's time for final thoughts. Final thoughts.
12-5. You heard it here first. Chicago Bears 2024. We're going to the playoffs. We got our quarterback. I'm pumped. I'm ready. I'm not going to wish away summer just because it's so fleeting, but I am excited for what the Bears' future holds.
The only way that could have been better is if you did it in Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago voice. If you would have done it, if you would have done it in that voice, that would have been so much better.
Roman.
All right, Nat, what you got?
It's May 15th as we record this. 116 days to week one.
I don't know if I'm happy or sad about that.
I'm not wasting the summer away like Justin just said. You see, I've already started the tan, whether I like it or not. But I'm excited, but I'm trying to be cautiously optimistic, and I'm absolutely pissed off that I meatballed my draft. So I'm going to do another one.
All right. Yeah. Listen, guys, a lot of fun. I obviously went in a little bit more of a conservative take on my picks. I think it's just because I've been heartbroken too many times at this point. So I hope that I am wrong and y'all are right. But I will take somewhere in the middle too, because that means we had a pretty damn good year. Justin, Nat, why don't you guys throw us your socials really quick?
@JustinMWest. And you know, the pod at Another Bad Call.
NatFin.com's got everything there, including @NatFin at the Twitter X and the like, and let's go.
And I'm @JDWest22. And as Justin mentioned, you can find us at Another Bad Call across most, if not all, platforms. Head over to anotherbadcall.com, where hopefully we'll be adding more content as we find time for it. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to hit that like, share, follow, whatever it is on your platform that you're on. And we'll see you next time. Until then, avoid making another bad call.
Dub Bears.